Betta fish are known for their bright colors. They are popular with Americans as pets. They are often kept alone in a small tank. Male fish are prized for their stronger colors and beautiful fins. With good care, bettas live 3 to 5 years, but some are known to live 10 years. In the northern parts of the world, winter has arrived, and some people might be wondering what to do with their time now that they are indoors. Keeping a betta fish can be a fun hobby that does not involve going outside. It also does not require too much skill, but you do have to be willing to learn. But how do you take care of a betta fish? First, betta fish need a home. A tank that holds at least 11 liters of water is suggested, although 19 liters is better. Larger tanks are better because the water needs to be changed less often and provides a healthier environment for the fish. Second, the tank needs small rocks or sand at the bottom. In the pet fish industry, this is called substrate. A few centimeters at the bottom are all that is needed. Clean the rocks or sand with running water without soap until it runs clear before adding them to the tank. Third, a filter is needed to purify the water. Many people keep bettas without filters, but the fish should be raised with a filter to stay healthy. Follow the filter's guidelines and choose a filter that is the right size for the tank. Fourth, a heater is suggested to keep your fish in good condition. These fish prefer warmer water, usually between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. Pet stores sell heaters for fish. Choose the right size for your aquarium and follow its guidelines or instructions to set it up. A light and decorations are the final details to set up your tank. A light may not be necessary if the room receives enough natural light. But an electric light might be helpful if you wish to grow plants in the tank. If real plants seem like too much work, plastic plants work as well. You can also find other decorations like rocks or wood pieces. Just make sure they are safe for fish. The quality of the water is important to keeping a fish alive and healthy. The filter and heater will do a lot to keep the water safe for the fish. But there are additional steps you should take. Betta fish are known for their bright colors. They are popular with Americans as pets. They are often kept alone in a small tank. Male fish are prized for their stronger colors and beautiful fins. With good care, bettas live 3 to 5 years, but some are known to live 10 years. In the northern parts of the world, winter has arrived, and some people might be wondering what to do with their time now that they are indoors. Keeping a betta fish can be a fun hobby that does not involve going outside. It also does not require too much skill, but you do have to be willing to learn. But how do you take care of a betta fish? First, betta fish need a home. A tank that holds at least 11 liters of water is suggested, although 19 liters is better. Larger tanks are better because the water needs to be changed less often and provides a healthier environment for the fish. Second, the tank needs small rocks or sand at the bottom. In the pet fish industry, this is called substrate. A few centimeters at the bottom are all that is needed. Clean the rocks or sand with running water without soap until it runs clear before adding them to the tank. Third, a filter is needed to purify the water. Many people keep bettas without filters, but the fish should be raised with a filter to stay healthy. Follow the filter's guidelines and choose a filter that is the right size for the tank. Fourth, a heater is suggested to keep your fish in good condition. These fish prefer warmer water, usually between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. Pet stores sell heaters for fish. Choose the right size for your aquarium and follow its guidelines or instructions to set it up. A light and decorations are the final details to set up your tank. A light may not be necessary if the room receives enough natural light, but an electric light might be helpful if you wish to grow plants in the tank. If real plants seem like too much work, plastic plants work as well. You can also find other decorations like rocks or wood pieces. Just make sure they are safe for fish. The quality of the water is important to keeping a fish alive and healthy. The filter and heater will do a lot to keep the water safe for the fish. But there are additional steps you should take. Betta fish are known for their bright colors. They are popular with Americans as pets. They are often kept alone in a small tank. Male fish are prized for their stronger colors and beautiful fins. With good care, bettas live 3 to 5 years, but some are known to live 10 years. In the northern parts of the world, winter has arrived, and some people might be wondering what to do with their time now that they are indoors. Keeping a betta fish can be a fun hobby that does not involve going outside. It also does not require too much skill, but you do have to be willing to learn. But how do you take care of a betta fish? First, betta fish need a home. A tank that holds at least 11 liters of water is suggested, although 19 liters is better. Larger tanks are better because the water needs to be changed less often and provides a healthier environment for the fish. Second, the tank needs small rocks or sand at the bottom. In the pet fish industry, this is called substrate. A few centimeters at the bottom are all that is needed. Clean the rocks or sand with running water without soap until it runs clear before adding them to the tank. Third, a filter is needed to purify the water. Many people keep bettas without filters, but the fish should be raised with a filter to stay healthy. Follow the filter's guidelines and choose a filter that is the right size for the tank. Fourth, a heater is suggested to keep your fish in good condition. These fish prefer warmer water, usually between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. Pet stores sell heaters for fish. Choose the right size for your aquarium and follow its guidelines or instructions to set it up. A light and decorations are the final details to set up your tank. A light may not be necessary if the room receives enough natural light. But an electric light might be helpful if you wish to grow plants in the tank. If real plants seem like too much work, plastic plants work as well. You can also find other decorations like rocks or wood pieces. Just make sure they are safe for fish. The quality of the water is important to keeping a fish alive and healthy. The filter and heater will do a lot to keep the water safe for the fish. But there are additional steps you should take.
Welcome to Amsterdam, the vibrant and picturesque capital city of the Netherlands. In this video, we will take you on a quick tour of some of the city's most famous attractions. Our first stop is Dam Square, the heart of the city and home to many of Amsterdam's most famous landmarks, including the Royal Palace and the National Monument. You can admire the impressive architecture and learn about the history of the city. Next, we'll head on a canal cruise. A quintessential Amsterdam experience that allows you to see the city from a different perspective. You can float under picturesque bridges, pass charming houseboats, and admire the beautiful 17th century canal houses. Now, let's visit the Van Gogh Museum, home to the largest collection of works by the famous Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh. You can admire the many paintings, drawings, letters, and learn about the artist's life and legacy. No visit to Amsterdam is complete without a visit to the famous Red Light District. You can explore the many bars, cafes, shops, and witness the unique atmosphere of this world-famous neighborhood. Our next stop is the Jordaan District, a charming neighborhood known for its narrow streets, picturesque canals, and trendy boutiques. You can explore the many galleries, vintage shops, and enjoy a coffee or a Dutch stroopwafel in one of the cozy cafes. Let's continue our tour to the Rijksmuseum, the largest and most famous art museum in the Netherlands. You can admire the many works of art, including masterpieces by Rembrandt, Vermeer, and other Dutch masters. Now, let's head to Vondelpark, a beautiful green space in the heart of the city. You can take a stroll, have a picnic, or rent a bike and explore the park's many paths and trails. Our next stop is Albert Cuyp Market, a bustling street market that offers a variety of goods, including fresh produce, clothing, and souvenirs. You can explore the many stalls and soak up the local atmosphere. Let's head to the Heineken Experience, a museum and brewery that allows you to learn about the history of the famous Dutch beer and sample some of its many varieties. Our final stop is the Nemo Science Museum, a fun and interactive museum dedicated to science and technology. You can explore the many exhibits, participate in experiments, and enjoy the stunning views of the city from the rooftop terrace. Thank you for joining us on this quick tour of Amsterdam. We hope you enjoyed discovering some of the city's most famous landmarks and attractions. Remember, Amsterdam has much more to offer, so be sure to plan a longer visit to truly experience this beautiful and vibrant city. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel for more travel videos and tips. Welcome to Amsterdam, the vibrant and picturesque capital city of the Netherlands. In this video, we will take you on a quick tour of some of the city's most famous attractions. Our first stop is Dam Square, the heart of the city and home to many of Amsterdam's most famous landmarks, including the Royal Palace and the National Monument. You can admire the impressive architecture and learn about the history of the city. Next, we'll head on a canal cruise, a quintessential Amsterdam experience that allows you to see the city from a different perspective. You can float under picturesque bridges, pass charming houseboats, and admire the beautiful 17th century canal houses. Now, let's visit the Van Gogh Museum, home to the largest collection of works by the famous Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh. You can admire the many paintings, drawings, letters, and learn about the artist's life and legacy. No visit to Amsterdam is complete without a visit to the famous Red Light District. You can explore the many bars, cafes, shops, and witness the unique atmosphere of this world-famous neighborhood. Our next stop is the Jordaan District, a charming neighborhood known for its narrow streets, picturesque canals, and trendy boutiques. You can explore the many galleries, vintage shops, and enjoy a coffee or a Dutch stroopwafel in one of the cozy cafes. Let's continue our tour to the Rijksmuseum, the largest and most famous art museum in the Netherlands. You can admire the many works of art, including masterpieces by Rembrandt, Vermeer, and other Dutch masters. Now, let's head to Vondelpark, a beautiful green space in the heart of the city. You can take a stroll, have a picnic, or rent a bike and explore the park's many paths and trails. Our next stop is Albert Cuyp Market, a bustling street market that offers a variety of goods, including fresh produce, clothing, and souvenirs. You can explore the many stalls and soak up the local atmosphere. Let's head to the Heineken Experience, a museum and brewery that allows you to learn about the history of the famous Dutch beer and sample some of its many varieties. Our final stop is the Nemo Science Museum, a fun and interactive museum dedicated to science and technology. You can explore the many exhibits, participate in experiments, and enjoy the stunning views of the city from the rooftop terrace. Thank you for joining us on this quick tour of Amsterdam. We hope you enjoyed discovering some of the city's most famous landmarks and attractions. Remember, Amsterdam has much more to offer, so be sure to plan a longer visit to truly experience this beautiful and vibrant city. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel for more travel videos and tips. Welcome to Amsterdam, the vibrant and picturesque capital city of the Netherlands. In this video, we will take you on a quick tour of some of the city's most famous attractions. Our first stop is Dam Square, the heart of the city and home to many of Amsterdam's most famous landmarks, including the Royal Palace and the National Monument. You can admire the impressive architecture and learn about the history of the city. Next, we'll head on a canal cruise, a quintessential Amsterdam experience that allows you to see the city from a different perspective. You can float under picturesque bridges, pass charming houseboats and admire the beautiful 17th century canal houses. Now, let's visit the Van Gogh Museum, home to the largest collection of works by the famous Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh. You can admire the many paintings, drawings, letters, and learn about the artist's life and legacy. No visit to Amsterdam is complete without a visit to the famous Red Light District. You can explore the many bars, cafes, shops, and witness the unique atmosphere of this world-famous neighborhood. Our next stop is the Jordaan District, a charming neighborhood known for its narrow streets, picturesque canals, and trendy boutiques. You can explore the many galleries, vintage shops, and enjoy a coffee or a Dutch stroopwafel in one of the cozy cafes. Let's continue our tour to the Rijksmuseum, the largest and most famous art museum in the Netherlands. You can admire the many works of art, including masterpieces by Rembrandt, Vermeer, and other Dutch masters. Now, let's head to Vondelpark, a beautiful green space in the heart of the city. You can take a stroll, have a picnic, or rent a bike and explore the park's many paths and trails. Our next stop is Albert Cuyp Market, a bustling street market that offers a variety of goods, including fresh produce, clothing, and souvenirs. You can explore the many stalls and soak up the local atmosphere. Let's head to the Heineken Experience, a museum and brewery that allows you to learn about the history of the famous Dutch beer and sample some of its many varieties. Our final stop is the Nemo Science Museum, a fun and interactive museum dedicated to science and technology. You can explore the many exhibits, participate in experiments, and enjoy the stunning views of the city from the rooftop terrace. Thank you for joining us on this quick tour of Amsterdam. We hope you enjoyed discovering some of the city's most famous landmarks and attractions. Remember, Amsterdam has much more to offer, so be sure to plan a longer visit to truly experience this beautiful and vibrant city. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel for more travel videos and tips.
One of the things that I have come to admire and like the most about France is the work-life balance that has been established here. It is very normal for people to have between 4 to 8 weeks off per year. In the US, this is completely unheard of. I have met a lot of people in France who are young professionals, and this is totally normal to them. But a lot of my friends back home who are just starting their careers, their jobs, or even older people that I know, most of them only have 2 weeks off per year. and some of them don't even get to choose when those weeks are throughout the year. For example, their company will choose that you have 1 week off in October and 1 week off in March, and they choose when those weeks are. It is a wonderful thing to me that in France, leisure time is much more valued and appreciated. And when you are on vacation, you are on vacation. You're not expected to check your email and respond and do some work on the side or on the weekends. In the United States, this is very common, especially for young people who are just looking to get started in their careers. One of the things that I have come to admire and like the most about France is the work-life balance that has been established here. It is very normal for people to have between 4 to 8 weeks off per year. In the US, this is completely unheard of. I have met a lot of people in France who are young professionals, and this is totally normal to them. But a lot of my friends back home who are just starting their careers, their jobs, or even older people that I know, most of them only have 2 weeks off per year. And some of them don't even get to choose when those weeks are throughout the year. For example, their company will choose that you have 1 week off in October and 1 week off in March, and they choose when those weeks are. It is a wonderful thing to me that in France, leisure time is much more valued and appreciated. And when you are on vacation, you are on vacation. You're not expected to check your email and respond and do some work on the side or on the weekends. In the United States, this is very common, especially for young people who are just looking to get started in their careers. One of the things that I have come to admire and like the most about France is the work-life balance that has been established here. It is very normal for people to have between 4 to 8 weeks off per year. In the US, this is completely unheard of. I have met a lot of people in France who are young professionals, and this is totally normal to them. But a lot of my friends back home who are just starting their careers, their jobs, or even older people that I know, most of them only have 2 weeks off per year. And some of them don't even get to choose when those weeks are throughout the year. For example, their company will choose that you have 1 week off in October and 1 week off in March, and they choose when those weeks are. It is a wonderful thing to me that in France, leisure time is much more valued and appreciated. And when you are on vacation, you are on vacation. You're not expected to check your email and respond and do some work on the side or on the weekends. In the United States, this is very common, especially for young people who are just looking to get started in their careers.